And the indoor sanitizing process is actually used a lot when a house gets wet from water damage, whether it's rain or something leaking. And after they dry it out, it is called five home sanitizing. And it's designed to kill mold growing. Fox Valley Electric. It's not even listed on their website, but they brought it in and gave a demonstration. You got to leave the house for like 2 or 3 hours while they do it, and then you can come back in. So there's another option for you along with Becky at Arizona Chimney Sweep. Let's get back to our callers. Paul and Glendale, welcome to the program.
Hi, how are you?
Very well.
All right. So I have a carport. And I have a wonderful backyard, but unfortunately the carport, I just want to knock it out, but I'm not sure if I need to get a permit to knock out the carport so I can access my backyard.
Well, do you have a lot of electric running out to that carport?
No, but just in front of the carport is a mechanical room and a laundry room. It's not a whole bunch of stuff going there.
But those are those going to stay? The mechanical room and the laundry room, are they going
to
stay?
I might have to relocate them just maybe about 5.
Yeah.
This is a little shift.
Well,
but
here's
not matching.
In my experience, here's what the city's going to use as their judgment. If you want to tear something down that doesn't have any electric to it, you're probably okay. But if you want to start removing footings, you will need a demolition permit because removing footings has to be done a particular way. If there's footings and you want them out of there, a demo permit will be required. Now, at the point you're relocating a laundry or mechanical room, you will definitely need a permit for that work. So I would encourage you to get down to the city of Glendale, your address, a couple pictures of the property. They'll be able to pull the permit that's appropriate, and you'll be able to get the work done. I'd like to talk a little bit about the most asked question at Rosie on the House this week. And a lot of times the most asked questions is driven by what's being advertised a lot. And the question we've got this week, and I'm going to try and be very careful here. Should we use Elastomeric and or Elastomeric ceramic paint on the outside of our house? If you'll go to our website, rosieonthehouse.com, and just type in paint to the search engine, you'll come up with some questions I want you to ask anybody that's giving you a paint quote for your home. Number one question. In reading the claims for your product, I'm wondering how long it has shown itself successful in our particular climate. How is the product holding up in other locations where it's been used for a long time? Question number two. Are claims being made by your product verifiable by third-party testing agencies? If so, are these tests easily obtained? May I see them? Question number three. Is your warranty available for my review prior to signing a contract? Is that warranty transferable to another homeowner? I want to know, is it transferable if ownership of the installation contractor changes? Is the warranty made by the manufacturer or the contractor? I'd also like to see if in the warranty is paint fading excluded from the warranty. If your product claims to potentially save on my energy bill, do you have any homeowners I can talk to one-on-one about the savings they've seen?
That's not your relative.
If your product claims to save on my homeowner's insurance policy, can you provide me the names of insurance companies that offer that discount? Now, this line of questioning is something you should conduct with any new product provider you're considering. If you're considering a proposal for painting the outside of your house, I would encourage you to get to RosieOnTheHouse.com, plug in paint, and whoever is quoting it, ask them these questions. You could possibly be saving yourself tens of thousands of dollars. Okay? That's how we become every Arizona homeowner's best friend. We watch out for you.
Looking for a coating to reduce your energy heat gain, there's a cork-based product that can answer a lot of those things. That's where you want to look. Now, it is 3-4 times more expensive than acrylic, but